believe how crowded that store was. I think everybody left their shopping till tonight.
Oh, I don't believe it. Those women, they're crazy.
I know.
Pushing, shoving, bumping into me. I'm going back tomorrow.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Donna, I'd like you to meet Ms. Wright.
Ms. Wright. Well, my mother always said I'd meet you someday.
Thank you.
This, Ms. Wright, has nothing to do with your sick fantasies, Carter.
Leave my sick fantasies out of this, Mr. Woodman. At least until you get me that ostrich I requested.
Ms. Wright is a Phi Beta Kappa graduate of Jones College, specially trained in remedial methods. Now, Principal Lazarus wants her to have on-the-job training until she gets her own class.
Oh, like student teach.
Well, in my school, we're referred to as educational guidance associates.
In this school, you'll be referred to as hamburger helper.
Make yourself at home. Look around. Now, watch her carefully, Carter. Remember what happened to the last student teacher.
What happened to her?
Oh, she's doing fine. She sent me a ceramic wallet from the home.
So, you majored in ghetto, huh?
Yes, and this is wonderful. It's so remedial. It's just like our mock-up room in educational development and guidance.
Right, right. Slum Training 101. I took it twice. Let me show you around. You know, this is a very famous classroom. In fact, in this chair right here once sat Bonzo
Moretti. Yes, I've heard of him.
You have?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole chapter about him in one of our textbooks. It's called There Are No Bad Boys, So Please Don't Shoot.
Very famous classroom here, Miss Wright. Some of the best teachers in the city have passed through these windows.
Carter, I love it. Students never change, do they? Arnold is easy. Juan Epstein does what? To whom?
Miss Wright, don't pay any attention to that. They like to brag. What is that, emergency phone numbers?
Oh, no, I guess you could call it my Bible.
Well, it might work on vampires, but not sweat hogs.
This is the Jones College Guidebook for Remedial Specialists. I rely on it for everything.
I should warn you, one teacher to another, that these kids are not out of any books.
Okay.
Well, it's time to enter the Magic Kingdom.
I don't understand.
You will, just follow me. Here they are, held over for the second straight semester. Living color.
I hope.
Well, I'd like you all to meet somebody. Everybody say hello to your new student teacher, Ms. Wright. Now I think it's time we started class. Why don't you have a seat? Okay. Now, I have just completed grading your essays on If I Were President of the United States. And I found them so very interesting that I think some of them have to be shared with the rest of the class. All right, I would like to start out with this one. It has a real snappy title. If I Were the D.C. Main Man. It's by a Mr. F.B.B. Washington.
The BB stands for
boom, boom.
Since you're so proud of this, why don't you read it for everybody?
Right.
Hi there.
If I was the prez, there would be equality for everyone, I say.
Why?
Why? You want to know why? Because I believe in change. I think we should change our national anthem, or at least get a better drummer. If you got any ideas for change, you send them to me. You ain't got no change, just send the folding money. I want your thoughts, I want your ideas, but mostly I want your money. All this credit cards accepted. Hallelujah, baby.
Thank you, Reverend Ike. Next, we have a young man whom we've all come to expect big things from. So far, we are still expecting. But any day now, Mr. Arnold Horshack.
Right on.
Thank you. No, really, thank you. Ahem. If I was president of these United States, by Arnold Horshack. If I was president of these United States, I would do away with the office of vice president. Why do I need an understudy? I would appoint Vinnie Barbarino as my minister of affairs. Juan Epstein, hi Juan. He would be my secretary of hurting. And Mr. Carter will head the Department of Health, Education, and Groucho.
Thank you, Arnold. How does Elephant got my pajamas? I'll never know. Miss Wright, would you like to take the wheel for a while?
Go ahead.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Miss Wright.
Hello again, Miss Wright.
To do would be to check your seating.
What for?
To make sure you're alphabetical.
Well, I ain't. I'm Italian.
No, I mean A, B, C, D.
G, E, F. I heard that. It's a good tune.
Allow me to rectify myself, Miss Wright. We are alphabetical.
Oh, what's your name?
Juan Epstein.
Does what to who? Ah, don't touch me! I'm sorry, I forgot myself. Well, Mr. Epstein, alphabetically, shouldn't the A's be sitting where you are?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct. You see, because like every time I come into the room, everybody goes, A, Epstein!
And I should be sitting where the O's sit. Because at least once in every class I go, oh, 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 oh,
oh, another way for us to get to know each other is for each of you to stand and tell me a little bit about your ethnic background. That will also give me a chance to check your racial balance.
Well, we either come out with half a Puerto Rican or half a Jew left over.
My family, we couldn't afford our own background. We shared ours with a Chinese family downstairs. You ever try Moo Goo Guy grits?
My grandparents, they came from Sicily in the bottom of a boat filled with olive oil. The minute it docked, they slid into Brooklyn.
That's right. I traced my family tree. And I found out that three of my uncles all died of Dutch elm disease.
And you're a little sap. Ooh.
Well, your family swings in trees, Juan.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, that's where you got some things,
right? How to maintain
order. All right, guys. Guys!
How to maintain order.
Cool it.
I can handle it, Mr. Cotter.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody sit down. All right, then, I think we should just continue with what Mr. Cotter was doing, reading essays on If I Were President of the United States. I have one here by Mr. Epstein.
Oh, begging your pardon, ma'am, but you see, I wrote a poem there, not an essay, and I'd rather not read it.
Oh, but you must take pride in your work. Use of names enforces identity.
Come on, Mr. Cotter, do I gotta?
Miss Wright is a teacher.
Oh, wait a second now. I hear a note coming in from home. Dear Mr. Cotter, or to whom it may concern, one cannot read his essay. He's had a sudden attack of... laryngitis. Signed, Dr. Epstein's mother.
Student refuses to read essay. Student refuses to read essay. Read essay for him. Very well, I shall have to read this for you. If I were president, by Mr. Epstein, if I were president for just one day, I'd take everyone's worries and just throw them all away. Oh, how nice.
Oh, how nice. Oh, how nice.
I'd pull all the weeds and plant some flowers where they'd been, because a flower's like a person. It always blooms in the end.
Hey, I asked you not to read it. I really did.
Yes,
that's for Mr. Cotter to read. Mom, what are you trying to do? You come in here, you're trying to change things.
No.
You put us in alphabetical... Yeah, you put us in alphabetical order, and then you ask us about our ethnic background. What's your ethnic background?
White bread. No, that's cafeteria.
Come on. Hey, it ain't in the book. Come on, it ain't in the book. Look at me. I'm the one that's talking to you. And I asked you, nice, not to read it.
All right, Juan. Come on, just take it easy.
It's not supposed to be like this.
Well, congratulations on setting a new record. You just destroyed a career in under 10 minutes. Oh, Miss Wright, listen. I wanted to apologize for what happened this morning.
No, Mr. Cotter, it's not their fault. It was mine. I'm a failure as a teacher. I ran Mr. Cotter. I never should have majored in ghetto. I should have majored in suburb.
Look, we've got to help her. We need her kind of training, and I have a gut feeling that there's a heck of a teacher in there somewhere. Plus, if Principal Lazarus finds out she's quit, it's my donkey.
Your donkey? Well, good one, Mr. Woodman. Really good. Ms. Wright, look, I understand how you feel, but you can't let one little incident cause you to quit.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cotter. I'm just not prepared for them.
Ah, they're nothing. Your generation has it easy.
What was it like in your day, Mr. Woodman?
Well, let me put it this way. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows the sorrow.
Ha, ha, ha. don't know whether you heard about it, Mr. Woodman, but Vaudeville's dead.
Now, believe me, Carter, those were the tough years. Back when they had ink wells. You ever drink a thermos bottle of ink? I coughed Rorschach tests for a whole week.
Didn't they have spankings in those days?
Yes, but my students only spanked me once.
He's right. Look, let me try and help you, okay? Let's pretend that this is a class. Now, what you got to do is you got to capture their attention, you know, their imagination. Now, I do it with humor. Say that New York City has a financial crisis. Hey, kids, you know New York City has a financial crisis? I got a way to solve it. Mayor should go begging one day a week. Excuse me, mister, spare $100,000 for new bus? Then the class would laugh. All right, look, I know that she's not what you're used to, but you got to give her a chance. I mean, yesterday was the first time in front of a real class.
Oh, that's nice. That's the first time you called this a real class.
Good morning, Ms. Wright.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Wright.
Well, we just got underway. Want to take it from the start?
Mm-hmm. And thanks for your advice. I know just what to do.
Miss Wright, about yesterday, I'm really sorry. It's just that, you know, you weren't capturing my style.
In your mouth with a sandwich. It's nice to be working here again at Buchanan. Actually, it's nice to be working anywhere again. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. Being a teacher reminds me of the story of this student who asked his father, "Where are the Himalayas?" And his father answered, "If you'd put your things away when you're through playing with them, maybe you could find them." I'm rolling. But seriously, Mr. Cotter, I can't go on with this. This just isn't me.
Where are you going?
I'm quitting.
Hey, no, you're not. No, you can't quit.
Why not? I'm a lousy teacher.
So what? It's only because we lousy students. We can't quit.
Ms. Wright, look, I'm afraid I gave you a bum steer. You try to do it by the book. Now you just try to do me. Why don't you try to be yourself? You can't quit. I mean, what would this world be like if everybody just quit?
A lot like this class.
Yeah. Where would we be if Mr. Cotter would have walked out on us, huh?
Still in the ninth grade.
We all learn the same basic things in life. Doesn't matter if you're a teacher or if you're a student. You can't stop learning. Try it again.
Come on, try it. You can't go home.
Come on, try it again.
But I just don't know how to talk to them.
Whatever you're going to teach them, just teach them as yourself.
Okay. Yesterday you were discussing presidents of the United States, so today I had wanted to tell you about President Buchanan.
Boy, that name sounds familiar.
Benny, that's the guy who the school was named after, President Buchanan.
Huh? They named this school after me. Must have been a lousy president, huh?
Well, actually, you're right. I mean, he was a lousy president. He was our 15th president, and he was largely responsible for the Civil War.
Well, that wasn't so bad. A lot of great songs came out of that war.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Civil War, can you imagine how dull gone with the wind would have been?
Well, speaking of dull, President James Buchanan spent 4 years in his office staring at portraits on the wall, wondering if he was better looking than George Washington.
Hey, you know what? He probably would have made a terrific sweat, huh?
Hey, tell him more about this guy.
Well, he was the only president that never got married. I guess he never had a date.
And that's the way it was. Nearly 200 years ago today.
This bicentennial moment is brought to you by our teacher, Ms. Wright.
Hooray!
You're doing it, aren't I?
You
teaching? I'm really teaching?
Certainly are. Welcome to the battle for the brains, teacher.
Thank you.
So what happened? Was he better looking or not?
Was he impeached?
He was the only president.
Julie, did you ever tape out my uncle, Wilford K. Cotter?
You mean the strange
one? Boy, was he strange.
Yeah.
Strange guy. One time he goes to a psychiatrist. He says, Doc, you think it's possible for a man to be in love with an elephant?
That's ridiculous.
That's what the doctor said. Mr. Wilford K. Cotter, that is ridiculous. A man cannot be in love with an elephant. Well, my uncle looked kind of sad, and he said, all right, but can you tell me where I can get rid of an engagement ring this big?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.